So when the week of March 16th rolled around, lots of our lives changed pretty drastically. All of the sudden, we had to kind of pivot to this form of practice that most of us have never done before and go much more virtual than a lot of us were used to. I think elder law in particular tends to depend on face-to-face contact. That's definitely something that I prefer. One of the things I miss the most about meeting with clients right now is the ability to shake their hands. I begin and end each meeting with a handshake, and I think that a human touch and that personal moment is really important. So I've found that to be lacking. So we're going to talk about the kinds of changes that we made and how they ended up working. So I'm going to start with talking about the opening and closing of the office. In normal times, we follow the school district. If we have inclement weather and the school district in our area closes, then our office is closed for the day. We have several employees who live outside of Fort Worth ISD, and the rule is that if the school district closes in your area, then you should stay home that day. So we use that guidance for coronavirus as well. At the very beginning, the schools were on spring break. We didn't know what was going to happen, so we kind of closed our office to clients first. And then as the school district decided to stay home, we closed our office completely. We also followed the city recommendations. Not that we had much choice in that matter, but when the city issued a stay-at-home order, we closed the office almost completely. We did continue coming to the office on a one-on-one basis, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But at the beginning, we all started parking in the back of the office so that if somebody drove by, they wouldn't see that our cars were there. But that's turned out not to be necessary. Our office never actually closed completely. I devised a schedule that allowed one person to be in the office at all times, to answer the phones, to send out mail, to do things that you really can't do as effectively from home. Our phone system does not allow forwarding. So somebody had to be there to answer the phone. Almost everyone followed it. We split days between morning and afternoon, and then I assigned times to the paralegals first because they needed to be in the office for those kinds of tasks more. And then we filled in the spaces with the attorneys. I personally took one for the team and took Friday afternoons. And I usually leave at 3 on Friday afternoon anyway. So I really put my time in on that one. We still continue to have alternating schedules. Most people are choosing to work from the office a few days a week and then work from home a few days a week. So we have as few people in the office as possible. So Eric, I know that you are in a much larger firm. What did the closing of your office look like? Was it significantly different or much the same?
It was different. There was a period of time when we were essentially closed completely. Literally, we were not allowed in the office. There was a few folks in the mailroom to process things that came in and scan them and send them to us remotely. But we could not get in at all. Now we've moved to sort of a modified version of that. We're still all staying at home whenever we can. The assumption is you're going to work at home. The only time an attorney or paralegal or support staff even is supposed to be in the office is when there's a need to, physically be in the office to meet with a client. And when we do that, I have to fill out a electronic form online to, answer a bunch of health questions and have that submitted to our system. I send a questionnaire to our clients, sort of a guidelines and forms that they have to fill out. And when they come to the office, they're supposed to bring that questionnaire. If they don't, our receptionist gives them another one and has them fill that out there. They've got to follow those rules if they want to meet. If we've got to follow those rules, we want to meet. So it's more limited, I think. We don't have this schedule where we're rotating and coming in like you all are. We're coming in only ad hoc to meet with particular clients when that meeting can't be done remotely. and we're being asked to do our meetings remotely whenever possible. So it's definitely different that way. I was curious about something you'd mentioned. You know, you generally follow the school district. Do you do that essentially as a proxy for what's safe, or do you do that more as a practical consideration that when the schools are closed, you know, if the kids are at home, the parents often need to be at home too? What's the thought process there?
The thought process is a little bit of both. We really only have one person in our office that has small children who would need to go to some kind of daycare. And so far, she's been able to make other arrangements. So we would never discourage someone from staying home if they thought that it wasn't safe to get in. But I would say primarily it's a safety consideration.